From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pressure is mounting on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his regional parliament later Tuesday. France and Germany on Monday expressed support for continued Spanish unity. Even the mayor of the Catalan capital, Barcelona, Ada Colau, called for collective thinking as a country and avoiding placing social cohesion in peril. Spain's opposition socialist leader, Pedro Sanchez, called on Catalonia's leadership to listen to all the people.
Pueblo catalán son muchos.
He pointed to Sunday's mass march in Barcelona against independence. He said Catalan society must not be allowed to fracture. Alana Mocheri is an international relations expert at Madrid's European University.
I think the biggest story here is just how these tensions have been escalated in a way that just wasn't necessary. I think we see a lack of leadership on both sides in this sense. And for most people in Spain, most people who are not on either extreme of this issue are finding the whole situation rather surreal.
An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum October 1st voted yes. The Spanish government declared the vote illegal. Liberia's President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf Monday called for a peaceful vote as her countrymen headed to the polls Tuesday to choose a replacement for Africa's first female head of state after serving 12 years in office.
Remember that you are an empowered people. The future of the country is in your hands. Vote for the person and persons you believe will make Liberia a better place.
Tuesday's election expected to be the West African country's first peaceful transfer of Democratic Party of power in more than 70 years. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump tweeted Monday, U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. Saturday, he tweeted that only one thing will work, an implication some took to mean military action. Monday, Russia and China called for restraint, a message the Atlantic Council's senior fellow Robert Manning called wise advice.
I would throw in the concerns from the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which are quite similar. That Trump's tweets are counterproductive and raising tensions unnecessarily.
A reference to outgoing Senator Bob Corker, who warned that President Trump risks putting the U.S. on the path to World War III. Militants in the Northeast Democratic Republic of Congo have attacked a U.N. peacekeeping base northeast of Beni, killing two U.N. peacekeepers. The mission known as MINUSCO responded with attack helicopters against suspected members of the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, a Ugandan Islamist group active near the border. Britain and the European Union appear to be at odds over the status of negotiations, leading to Britain's departure from the European Union following last year's referendum. Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament there is new dynamic in the talks, saying the two sides are near agreement on the rights of millions of expatriates. But the European Commission spokesman Margarita Schinas sees the talks differently.
There is a clear sequencing to these talks, and there has been so far no solution found on step one, which is the divorce proceedings. So the ball is entirely in the UK courts.
A fifth round of talks got underway Monday in Brussels with no real progress reported. University of Chicago professor Richard Thaler was awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics Monday for his work on how human nature affects supposedly rational markets.
My mantra is if you want to get people to do something, make it easy. Remove the obstacles. So if we want people to use less energy, figure out ways to make that easy.
Thaler has been influential in the field of behavioral economics with his research showing how traits such as lack of self-control and fear of losing what one has prompts decisions that may not have the best outcome. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen Tuesday at a National Day address vowed to defend the island's freedom and democracy. A week before China's Communist Party Congress gets underway, she pledged to maintain peace with the mainland despite Beijing's cutoff of contact with her government. In football, Iceland has become the smallest country ever to qualify for the World Cup. After the team beat Kosovo 2-0 Monday, the country has a population of just about 350,000. It follows Iceland's shock win last year over England to make the Euro 2016 quarterfinals. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.